I'm glad you're here with me today, and in this final week of 2017, we're taking a look, or should I say a listen, back on our early conversations about who God is. Yesterday, I reminded you of my three convictions for this broadcast, and today I'll remind us, or introduce to you for the first time if you're a new listener, that the very first reality we learn about God is that God exists, and He exists before the beginning. God exists, and He exists before the beginning. We talked about this in great detail, so here are some of the highlights. Listen to the Bible at the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God." Let's pause there. In the beginning, God. I invite you to focus with me on the name God and notice that God is. The Bible opens with the premise that God is. That means that God exists. It's important to your understanding of the Bible that at the start, God presents Himself as existing. To say anything at all about God is to say that He does indeed exist. The name God tells us that God is one. There is one God. Notice the name God, not God's plural, but God singular. God is one. He is all that exists in the beginning. There's no other divine being. There are not multiple gods, only G-O-D, God. And what else is missing? Or shall I ask, who else is missing? We are. There are no human persons, just God. God exists, only God, no other gods, and no human persons. Now, when we engage our minds here a little bit and use human logic, someone will ask, how did God get there? This is a very human question, and it is worthwhile that we explore it. People have a very difficult time understanding how someone or something can exist without first being created. After all, every object you own was created. No thing just suddenly appears. And you and I did not just appear. We were created. We were made alive in the womb of a woman. That woman, known as our mother, gave birth to us. We came out of the warmth of the womb and cried like crazy as we entered this cold existence. And now we exist. So back to this question, how did God get there at the beginning? To answer this, I will tell you that I believe God actually exists before the beginning. The very first reality we learn about God is that God exists, and He exists before the beginning. In order for God to be at the beginning, then God must be before the beginning. Let me repeat that. In order for God to be at the beginning, then God must be before the beginning. Think of it this way. If you're describing to me a long road trip that you and your family took back to, say, visit relatives at Thanksgiving, and wow, that seems like a very long time ago now, doesn't it? But you might say to me, in the beginning, I'm driving down I-95 south. And I would automatically assume that you existed before the beginning in your story. In order for your story to have a beginning, you must have already been there. And in my mind, you're driving down 95 because you pre-exist before you get behind the wheel of your minivan. According to the Bible, God exists before the beginning. The text does not say, after the beginning, God. It says, in the beginning, God. So that at the start, whenever that start is, there's God. Now let me explore another way to say this, see if you follow. To do this, let me read just one more word from the Genesis 1:1 text. In the beginning, God created. Notice that God existed before God created. So we can say God pre-existed. Before the creation, God. God is pre-existing. He exists before anyone else. He exists before anything else. Before the creation, God is. There are three reasons why God, existing before the beginning, is so important. These are the first, God's pre-existence is important because God has no beginning. The second reason the pre-existence of God is important is that it demonstrates that you and I are not God. And the third reason the pre-existence of God is important is that, ironically, His pre-existence proves His existence. God's pre-existence proves His existence. The first one is that God has no beginning. And that's crucial to understand about God. No one and no thing created Him. God is uncreated. Listen to Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The truth is, He has always existed, and He will always exist. There is no beginning and there is no end to God. The psalmist puts it from everlasting to everlasting. Not only does God exist present, but he has always existed past, and he will always exist future. So whether you talk about the past, the present, or the future, you cannot talk about any of those time periods without including the existence of Almighty God. God is not born. We cannot give birth to God. God does not die. We cannot kill God. We cannot start God, and we cannot stop God. We have no power over him. We have no control over him. We did not make him. Rather, he made us. And neither is some sort of other divine power able to do these things to God. Why? Because contrary to the incessant insistence of popular ideas circling around the culture today, there is no other God or gods. There's only one God, and he exists. He had no beginning. He has no end. He has no rival. He's not competing with any other deity or deities. They don't exist. Still, in the Bible's Old Testament, I love how Isaiah records the very words of God in Isaiah 41:4. I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am he. Before Genesis 1:1, the first verse of the Bible, he existed. And after Revelation 22:21, the last verse of the Bible, he will exist. The first, the last. This is what God, wholly uncreated, says of himself. And I believe him. And the Bible claims that if you want to know God, that is, you want to live in relationship to the living God, then the first thing you must do is believe that God exists. Now shifting into the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 6. Whoever comes to God must believe that God is. Hebrews 11:6. Whoever comes to God must believe that God is. My friends, I come to God because I believe that God is. The second reason the preexistence of God is important is that it demonstrates that you and I are not God. This is actually rather logical. Think about it. God is uncreated, but we are created. He is the creator, and we are only the created. These differences alone make us subservient to God. Is not the one who made the world and the one who makes all of the people in the world greater than we are? We are not in the same space as God as if we're equal to God. We cannot even elevate ourselves to God. No. Instead, if we are to know God, then God must come down to us. He must come down to our level and layer. He must introduce himself to us who live in this world far from his home, which is out of this world. As we will soon see, this is where Jesus comes to make for us the way to God. What I'm saying is that no human being is God, and this is very practical because many people you and I both know act like they are God. We're surrounded by the proud, the arrogant, the narcissistic, and the egotistical. Yet all of these men and women have a beginning. God has no beginning. All of these people are created, but God is uncreated. Everyone who is conceited must ultimately face reality. You are not God. God is God, and you are not him. And the third reason that the preexistence of God is important is that, ironically, his preexistence proves his existence. Let's ask a question. How do we know in the beginning God created? If only God existed in the beginning, then how do we know about God and about this beginning? Remember, there is no other God to tell us, and no human person has been created yet. No person is there with God as a scribe to capture in writing the beginning. The answer is that the only possible way we can know this is if God tells us. And in order for God to tell us, God had to be there. And in order for God to be there, God had to be pre-existing. God had to be. No other God made him, and no person made him. He just is. So this means God's pre-existence comes into play as he proves his existence. How do we know God created? We know because God tells us what he did. Later in the Bible, we meet a Hebrew man named Moses. Moses wrote the book of Genesis, as well as other Old Testament books. But Moses wasn't there at the beginning, so how did he know what to write? Here's how. God told him. God told him. As we will see in the life of Moses, there was a period of 40 years when God took him out into a wilderness place called Midian. And I believe it was during those years when God told Moses what happened in the beginning, when God dictated to Moses how he created. Hence, Moses was able to write, "In the beginning, God created." How do we know about God and about the beginning? The answer is that God tells us. And how did God tell us? He chose Moses to write it down for us, and what God said and what Moses wrote is what we are reading today. And again, I submit to you that in order for God to tell us, God had to be there. And in order for God to be there, God had to be pre-existing. This is how I account for the existence of God. As I close today, I'd like to remind you to drop me a quick note and let me know that you're listening and how you're listening. By radio and or by the podcast. My email address that will be repeated at the end today is mark@markaswallow.com. Also, feel free to let me know if you have a question or comment or an idea of how I can serve you better here on God Is. Please write to me today, mark@markaswallow.com. That is my personal email address. And then come back tomorrow as we take a look back on what we've learned this year. I look forward to having you at this same time tomorrow, right here on WEZE, AM 590 The Word, for God Is.